Amen and amen. If you can kneel, I think it would be a good time to pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for blessing us with another Sabbath day and the changing of the showbread. Thank you for blessing everyone here in attendance and for forgiving us of our sins and cleansing us from all unrighteousness. Father, we pray for the latter rain, especially now since the last few prophetic events are occurring. They just legalized homosexual marriage, as you have been declaring for eons they were planning to do. Even your son predicted it in the book of Matthew, as well as Luke, and many areas in the scripture. Even the prophet Daniel spoke of it. We thank you, Father, for giving us the understanding of your word, the understanding of the prophecies, so that we can be ready, so that when this day finally came, we wouldn't be fearful, because we expected it. So please bless us with faith and all the tools that we need to go forward and proclaim this truth to as many as we possibly can, because they're out there. There are many people, especially now, that have many questions or wondering what's going on. They know they're seeing something strange. They know the world's appearing to come to an end, but they don't understand yet. And so bless us with opportunities to plant seeds. And please water those seeds. And even the seeds that are in us that have yet to have been watered. Please let the latter rain fall upon your son's bride. Bless everyone here and everyone on our prayer list as well. And thank you so much for letting us be alive in these last days to see your hand move so often. And we offer this prayer to you in the name of your Son, who is our Savior and our King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. And amen. Okay. Where did we leave off last week? I think we're on, scroll down here, we're on question number 6. For those of you that are new and want to read along with the study, you can just go underneath the chat room there and go to question number 6. If you all want, we can discuss what happened yesterday after church. I do plan on doing, if the Lord allows, a sermon on this next week. I'm going to try to keep it as short as possible so I can make a video about it, because we've known this day was coming. And I didn't want to put off Pastor Craig's sermon for today, because it was put off last week because of the tower issues that we had. And it is important for that, for that series that he started, that to help the people of God get ready to better understand the prophecies and be that much more effective in the hands of our Lord. So, question number 6. What will happen to the person who mistreats his body? And as we know, we are in the study, I believe, lesson number 25 out of 33. And this one has to do with the health message, which is the right arm of the gospel, in fact. It makes it that much easier, too, by the way, to understand scriptures, too, when we treat our bodies the way they should be treated. But anyway, the question is answered with 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, and thank you, Brother Gorin, for placing it in the room. And it says, "If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are." And think about how much he went out of his way to create you, for one thing. Although he didn't necessarily go out of his way, he loves you. He counts every hair on your head. He knows about every single solitary cell that's in your body and how it's working, and he allows them to work or he allows them not to work. He has his reasons for everything. And when we get to heaven, I was actually doing a study this morning on this in my regular Bible studies that I do every morning. And, cause I always have questions, just like any of us. And, there are certain, prayers that haven't been answered for all of us. And we will understand why they weren't answered when we get home. And we'll, like I always like to say, have our little V8 moment. For those of you that are over 50 years of age, you know what I'm talking about. The old V8 commercials where they would slap their forehead like it was, wow, I could have had a V8, you know. But it's a moment of clarity, a moment of like, oh, wow, how did I miss that kind of a thing. And this is how much he loves us. He allows us to go through some difficult trials to try to get us closer to him. And, I mean, and you want to see a really, really, really difficult trial? Look at the thief on the cross. That man literally had to be nailed to a cross, sentenced to death, before he would be able to understand who it was that was hanging next to him. Because the guy obviously had some understanding to some extent as to who Jesus was. And so the Lord allowed him to have the bad lifestyle that he had to some extent. He allowed him certain leeways here and there, knowing that he would eventually get to the cross and then give it all up. He knew what would cause that man to make that decision. He knew what it would take. And for that man, it took being hung on a cross. For some of us, like myself, many, many years ago, over 30 years ago, in fact, it took me getting thrown up against a wall by situations, of course, in life that would cause me to drop to my knees. Because has a tendency to happen for many of us. That's usually how it works. We walk so far away from our Lord that, we have a V8 moment, if you will. Anyway, this is when it comes to defiling the temple. This is why I quit eating unclean foods many years ago. And this is also why I read the labels of the foods I buy now. In today's world, much of what is on the store shelves will defile the body, and they know it. But because it tastes good and makes them all sorts of money, they look the other way when stocking the shelves. Well, at least that's what it was like back when they first succumbed to the temptation to poison their customers for profit. Nowadays, it's simply the norm. And no one gives it a second thought because they figure, you know, like smoking cigarettes, yeah, it'll kill you, but, you know, it's going to take 20 or 30 years maybe. And so they figure, you know, it's not like you take a bite out of that candy bar and drop dead a split second later. But it's still killing you. As the remnant people of this day, we strive on to that perfection that will see our God glorified. But perfection of character cannot be attained when the laws of nature are being ignored. Reason being is this is actually transgression of the law of our God. If we eat that which defiles, it will also sicken and kill us eventually. This is also why I quit smoking and quit the bad foods and, you know, well, when I became a Christian, I understood certain things were bad right off. So, you know, like alcohol and whatnot. But, I get it. His law is written in stone, but it is also promised to be written on our hearts and in our minds. That means we can actually break commandment number 6 by eating that which poisons and eventually kills us, and we will be held accountable if we understand. Like if we know, yeah, I know this is wrong, bad for me to eat, but I'm going to, or smoke or drink or whatever, but I'm going to do it anyway because, you know, it's not like it's going to kill me today. The gift of life was given unto us so as to glorify the Creator who gives that life. In today's world, life is strangely toyed with as if placing it in danger is exciting. And no, I'm not talking about unclean foods, but that is important. But we can also defile ourselves by drinking alcohol, which some find exciting, and worse yet, there are some that actually jump out of airplanes or they walk on tightropes. And I saw one man who jumped out of a plane without a chute, without a parachute. Well, actually, he jumped out of a helicopter without a parachute to see if he could land in a large pile of cardboard boxes. Well, praise the Lord, he made it. But people actually put themselves in grave danger just for the thrill of doing it. I remember back in I don't think it was Afghanistan. There was some stuff going down in the Middle East. It was pretty crazy. I think it was in the late 80s, early 90s. I could not believe this. I happened to be reading this in a magazine. I think I was reading Time Magazine or something like that, because I was in the store and all the computer magazines, I already read them. And I was waiting on my wife. She was shopping for food, and I have a tendency to get a little bored with that sometimes. You know, I walk with her a lot of times, but sometimes we happen to get near the magazine aisle, or I'll just go straight to it, right? Especially if I haven't read the science magazines or the computer magazines. I couldn't believe what I was reading in the Time magazine. There were actually young people, and I was, you know, 20s and 30s, that were actually buying plane tickets to war-torn regions of the Middle East for the thrill of it. Just to be there where the bullets are flying and the grenades are blowing off and the scuds are exploding, just for the thrill of doing it. Putting their lives in danger. That's crazy. Yeah, that's the extreme toss of the coin, of course, but these are the last days, and one has to realize where it used to be defiling oneself was only as bad as eating a pork chop. To today's thrill seekers, and drug addicts for that matter, it's a bit of a change up, you know. In any event, the scripture's clear. If we defile ourselves, and this defilement is based on an age-old definition penned thousands of years ago in the Word of God, so there's no excuse to embrace things like times have changed. You know, because a lot of people out there like to think it makes everything okay, even though the Bible's pretty clear that God doesn't change. If we want to be in the Gideon band, then we need to do all we can to the best of our ability to deny the flesh when it comes to what we put in or even on it. And yes, there are ingredients in shampoos and deodorant today that can be harmful. In fact, have you ever read the label on Colgate or Crest toothpaste, or any fluoride toothpaste for that matter? Even the health food stores that sell toothpaste and for some strange reason put fluoride in it. I mean, that was an age-old bold-faced lie that I don't know why. It actually ruins your teeth. You can actually cause white spots in your teeth and weakens the teeth, which makes the dentists more money. But one of the original uses of fluoride, was to cause mass amounts of people to go into complacency, couch potatoes, if you will. And you'll never guess who used it first. Adolf Hitler used it in the water supplies. And now it's in just about every city in America. They put chlorine and fluoride. Since when do they care about our teeth? What they're claiming helps our teeth. But again, getting back to reading the label on Crest, what Marty just put in a room is exactly what it says. If you ingest a pea-sized glob of that toothpaste, it literally states on the box of toothpaste to call the poison control. I kid you not. Buy Crest toothpaste, or better yet, don't buy it. Just go in the store, lift it up, read the label. You'll see it has to be put there. But with the new ruling on GMO labels lately, they might remove that too. Who knows? But it can kill you. And Yes, people do gobble down toothpaste when they brush their teeth, but they usually spit it out. But there is a film of it all over the mouth after brushing their teeth that will be swallowed that builds up over the months and the years. And what are the children when the parents give them toothpaste that tastes good? Do the kids swallow some because it's tasty? I'm sure they do, because I did. I remember the first time my mom bought toothpaste that tasted like bubble gum. I tried it, and I took a little bit too much, but it still, even though it tasted like bubble gum to the taste, it didn't taste good going down, so I didn't really continue doing it. It was like, ew, you know, but the fact of the matter is, they're, you know, the stuff's all over. Refined foods are a very dangerous thing to put on your tables. Is it any wonder multi-billionaires like Kraft Foods are involved in this? I mean, come on, Kraft. I mean, they just shorten it to witch, you know, from witchcraft as far as I'm concerned. Because that's part of the situation as well when it comes to Revelation, where it talks about using the sorceries. The Vatican was caught a couple, 3 years ago. I put the article on the side. As a matter of fact, I made a page just about that article. Didn't have to go much further than that. It's the page that's got that human head shaped out of all nothing but AMA pills. It's got a big pharma page. And I've been saying this for decades, that the Vatican was going to be caught somehow, or is definitely involved in the drug industry. That's poisoning people, sorcery, using that kind of sorcery, because the word sorceries in the book of Revelation comes back pharmakia, which is the modern term pharmacy today. And praise God, a couple, 3 years ago, something happened in Canada where the government and their version of the AMA, which is a government, kind of like Obamacare thing, they got caught, and the Vatican was involved in it. So I ran with that. So anyway, the gift of life is not to be abused and corrupted, but to be used to his honor in glory, in the glorification of God. When done so, will uplift your fellow men as they see Jesus Christ in you. So amen to that. And by the way, many years ago, I was a drinker. And I know for a fact how a few drinks could change the way I thought. I would think and do things while drinking that I would never do sober. That being said, you are aware that the term "you are what you eat" is true, right? If you eat bloody meat, your mind will be fevered, and you will eventually have issues with anger, gluttony, and sexual cravings. We need to keep in mind that, yes, we need to eat. And what we eat is used to nourish this soft machine God has created for us. What we eat not only nourishes the heart, the lungs, the kidneys, and all the other organs. A lot of people seem to forget it. It also feeds the brain. As sentient beings as we are, and understanding our, you know, the fact that we do exist, why is it the brain's always the last organ we think about, and that's the one we use to think with? It's I always think that's comical, but that's how it goes. A lot of people forget about the brain itself. So when we eat things that are not good for us, it, you know, causes our minds to be unhealthy as well. And they won't be able to perform as God intended them to perform. And then we'll have all sorts of problems. We won't even be able to understand his word. One thing I did notice directly after I quit eating the meat, was when I read scripture, it became easier to focus and understand it. Within a few short years of denying meat, my wife and I had minds that could easily understand the truth in God's word regarding his law, and we literally became Sabbath keepers. We had left the Catholic Church 10 years prior, but it wasn't until recently we stopped eating the meat, and then all of a sudden, bam, we just, you know, started keeping Sabbath. You know, the enemy of souls is one sneaky little demon. When he can't tempt you in one area to get you to sin, he's going to go in another area you never even knew that he had power in, or that you would have an issue in. He loves going in areas that are warned about in Scripture that you don't know about because you don't read the Bible. This is why it's so important to read the Bible, especially in today's world. Most of the people out there have no idea that what happened yesterday was prophetic. Their response to it all was pathetic. It was ridiculous. And every single solitary church out there is part of the reasons it happened. And this includes the Ninth Hour Seventh-day Adventist Church. If it wasn't for them uplifting the homosexual lifestyle and uplifting homosexual marriage, and I do have a video of them doing so from Loma Linda a few years ago. It's on SDAApostasy.org. If it wasn't for them doing that, and all the other churches from doing that, they wouldn't have gone ahead and done it yesterday with that Roman Catholic so-called Supreme Court decision. So, tempting us is what the devil likes to do. And if it means to eat things that poison our brains, will make it that much easier to keep us confused and unable to do as God intended us to do, well, he's going to go for it. He's just going to go for it. So, if you truly do strive onto that perfection, my advice to you is quit eating that which you know defiles the body. I mean, if you don't know it, the Lord's going to wink at your times of ignorance, but still, eventually it's going to catch up to you. Then you might get thrown up against the wall and the Lord will reveal to you. Says, oh, okay, I'm going to stop that. Well, it wasn't just civil unions, Brother Marty. Homosexual marriage is now legal in the United States of America. And now it's going to go global. It's no mistake that Roman Catholic by majority Ireland did it first a couple of weeks ago. So as to give, to lessen the shock when it went down here in America. And I don't believe for a minute that the four judges that abstained from voting, which were all Roman Catholic, did so because they didn't believe in homosexual marriage. They're Roman Catholic. They don't have any problem whatsoever with a homosexual marriage. 98% of their priesthood is homosexual. But they had to play that part and act like they weren't involved so as to keep the moral image of the Vatican up there. And it stays up there for the people that don't read Bibles. And this is what the devil goes for. He knows for a fact they don't read their Bibles, and so what they're seeing, they think it's perfectly acceptable, it's okay. And when people out there, and especially, like, say if there's some Seventh-day Adventists visiting in here today, which I'm sure there are, they have a tendency to do that. And they make claims about some of the statements that I make in regards to, like, say, Loma Linda said homosexual marriage is okay. And they'll say, well, no, the Seventh-day Adventist Church never said that. It was just that one preacher at Loma Linda. Or like when Dwight Nelson or John Carter or another Seventh-day Adventist pastor just did it on camera and said that Allah is God and the Quran is just as holy as the Bible. And they'll come back and they'll say, Nicholas is just lying. SDA Church never said that. Just those pastors said it. Well, that's exactly how the Vatican works. And everybody knows it. Everybody that doesn't have that self-deception thrown up in front of them. What I'm getting at is the Vatican has been infamous for doing this for eons. A lot of their priests will say things that they know for a fact go against Christianity. But then the Pope will say, oh, we don't agree with that. Or he'll just clam up and act like he didn't hear it. And that's what the SDA Church is doing. The fact Dwight Nelson said what he said, or John Carter said what he said, or that Loma Linda preacher said what he said, and not a single solitary General Conference Seventh-day Adventist leader or the president himself ever stepped up and forced those men to recant, confirms, yes, that is what the SDA Church preaches and teaches. If the Seventh-day Remnant Church had grown to such a number, but we are the remnant of our seed, so the 11th hour dictates we're not going to get that big. We don't have to. I mean, it's not necessary now. We're near the end. I mean, the Lord only sent one ruddy little youth named David towards Goliath. And he only sent 300 men, Gideon's men, to do the damage they did. So we don't have to. But if we were at such a number, and we have had this happen before too, where people in our number even though, I mean, we are global now, but we're not massive in, you know, in hundreds and tens of thousands. We nip it in the bud. We do the Matthew 18 thing, and we do the 1 Timothy 5:20 thing as well. So why is it, after many years, and that's what I put the new comments in some of those videos, because they keep saying, it says, look, the SDA Church doesn't say that. It says, yes, they do, because look, I think the last time I mentioned it was, I put in there, it says, this video has been online for 4 years about this pastor saying Allah is God, and never once has anybody ever said anything from the SDA Church to recant that or to rebuke those preachers. So, but this, you know, with what's going on today, and this is one of the reasons most people missed what happened yesterday, is because of the study we're doing now. They don't believe it. They don't believe it's important to keep your bodies pure. And it's not because we're all about worshiping the flesh. We're not. We know that this pile of flesh is going to drop off useless when the Lord changes us in the twinkling of an eye, if we are in fact part of the Gideon band, or he'll resurrect us with the new bodies if we die before he gets here. So this flesh we have now, no, we're not looking at it as in a way to keep it pure to worship it. No, we keep it pure to glorify our God. So when we eat the things we should eat, we can better understand his word, and we can better understand what's happening in the world all around us. We have been literally declaring for decades that Rome was going to do this thing with the homosexual marriage. They had no choice. I especially got a lot more vocal during my, you know, when I was on the radio years ago, when the homosexual scandal went down, because it was obvious they couldn't handle all them lawsuits. Well, yeah, they got money like mountains of it. They got trillions of money, dollars. So that's not my issue. They were going to lose their political power and their political popularity if they didn't nip that thing in the bud and somehow rise out of that muck and mire. And the only way they could rise out of it was to legalize it. Because there's no way they were going to come out of that muck. They have been molesting those children since 60 AD. That's what it says in the Didache documents. The Vatican's Didache documents. Literally put out documentation to these priests back then. This was even before the Catholic Church began, and this is when they started having their little Simon Magus moment. And so they had to legalize it. But when people go out there and eat food with MSG in them, slam down a few brewskis, suck on the cigarettes, and watch all sorts of decadence on TV or YouTube or whatever the case may be, what happened yesterday is going to be like, well, okay, what you doing Friday? You know, they don't care. It doesn't affect them. Even those that claim to be Christians, it doesn't, especially if they're in churches that said, yeah, homosexual marriage is perfect. They should have rights to get married, too. Think about this, though. Everybody seems to think it's an age-old thing. The homosexual marriage movement only started about 10 years ago. I remember when I was a teenager, you didn't talk about stuff like that. I didn't like the way some of my friends responded to the, you know, some of the kids that... We used to call them homos. That's what it's called gay, which means good as you. But some of my friends, they got a little violent with them. We have to stop them. I says, you can't be beating up on people just because they get that way about them. I mean, sure, it's strange and all that, and you don't want anything to do with it, but why pound on them? You know, I mean, not all my friends did that, but there was a couple times that happened. And, I didn't like seeing that happen. It was just not the right way to go. But think about that. That wasn't too long ago. And look at the power they have now. 3.4% of the population is homosexual. 3.4. But yet, it's as if 90% is, with the way the laws are being passed. But no one caught it. It's because of, you know, denying Christ, of course, and the easiest way to get them to deny Christ is to, you know, eat the hamburgers, bacon, beers, cigars, and porn. So, hope and pray you're blessed. I'll be back in a minute.